The Cabinet has given approval for priority drafting of legislation which would allow small businesses struggling to reopen after the lockdown to restructure their debts and continue trading. The Small Company Administrative Rescue Process and Miscellaneous Provisions Bill, to give it its full title, would, according to Minister of State for Trade Robert Troy, provide an alternative to examinership for the benefit of small and micro companies. Minister Troy joins us now from our Dáil studio. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good afternoon.
So approval for priority drafting, perhaps we'll come to what exactly that might mean in terms of the progress of this legislation in a moment. But what are you planning here? What do you envisage?
Well, what this is about enabling viable, vulnerable small businesses restructure and do so under an administrative process. This bill is targeted at small and micro businesses. They make up 98% of our businesses registered on the CRO. They contribute to employment in the region of 780,000 people. So we want to protect these businesses and we want to protect the employment that these businesses provide. This is an alternative to an examinership. The Irish examinership process is internationally recognised as a very robust process, but perhaps it is expensive to smaller and micro businesses. So this is going to be more cost effective and it's capable of concluding within a shorter time frame.
Key to this would be what's described as a process advisor, someone who would take a company through this process in what's envisaged a shorter time period than provided for under examinership.
That is correct. The main difference from this and examinership is the examinership is done under the watch of the High Court. This is going to be done as an administrative process. So what will happen is company directors can apply to enter this process. Engagement will then happen with the company's creditors. Then after a period of consultation, the proposal will be put to the company's creditors and the creditors can decide to accept or reject the proposal. What's needed for acceptance is a 51% majority in terms of the value that's owed.
The priority creditor in a traditional in examinership or a liquidation, of course, is the state itself, the revenue commissioners. Where do they stand in this? Will they still have that preferential status?
Well, I welcome the fact that Revenue has engaged in the initial stages of drafting. They'll continue to engage during the concluding stages of drafting. But their intention is to participate. They will have an opt-out clause, and that opt-out clause is there for the protection of taxpayers' money. And to give an example of where they may opt out is if a company who availed of this process had a particular checkered history in relation to revenue, and revenue felt that they were only entering this process as a way of simply writing down their debt to revenue, they would opt out.
So it's revenue itself that would decide if somebody has a poor history of tax compliance. There wouldn't be any independent input, would there?
Revenue would have an opportunity to opt out, but the overall process will be overseen by a professional liquidator or examiner or someone with the relevant professional qualifications. And it is intended, and I don't expect they won't engage in this process, but they do have an opt-out clause if they can demonstrate where a company has a particular checkered history.
A lot of businesses which perhaps in terms of day by day, week by week are perfectly viable will have accumulated debts as a result of the lockdown of the pandemic. Many of them, for example, may be looking for some renegotiation on their rents, their lease arrangements. Would that form part of this?
Yeah, repudiation is part of this. Repudiation is a legal mechanism where companies can get out of a particular onerous contract. That does have to go to the courts, so it would work in parallel where a company would have to go down that route first and foremost, and then that would feed into this process. And that's why in the timing element of this small companies administrative rescue process, the time may elongate if there is a particular instance of referring some element of it to the courts.
And what about the timing for getting this legislation implemented? As I said, you've got what's described as approval for priority drafting. When would you hope to see this actually being available as a mechanism?
Well, we're acutely aware that many companies are after having a horrendous 14, 15 months since the beginning of COVID. And as the company supports the government put in place are tapered off at the end of June, that will pose a particular challenge and time to companies. So it's our intention to have this legislation fully enacted by the summer recess.
Another issue in your area, and it's a statement from the Small Firm Association, ISMI, very critical of some of the public health advice in relation to antigen testing. We were talking about it a moment ago to Micheál Lehane. They're saying that many employers and enterprises are adopting workplace antigen testing, but they say the efficacy of these individual testing efforts is likely to be compromised by the absence of state support or guidance on antigen testing. Do you think there should be a more rapid move? Is there a case for a more rapid move towards these kind of tests to help to get businesses open?
I firmly believe that antigen have a complementary role to play in the combat against the virus, and the Taoiseach confirmed last week that work is well advanced in relation, in our department, in relation to publishing protocols in how businesses can use antigen testing. We know many businesses are already using them. They're being used in the meat processing plants, for instance, and I think they can be used much wider than they currently are.
And yet we're hearing from the Chief Medical Officer, others involved, others on NPHET, that the tests just aren't reliable enough.
Well, we have the Ferguson report that was published on the 1st of April. We do know that the PCR test is the better test, the more scientific test, but this has a complementary role, and it's an acknowledgement of the complementary role that they play, that the protocols are being currently drafted and will be published to assist businesses who want to use them.
Just before I let you go, Minister, the housing issue again, we were discussing it earlier, where we're hearing from backbenchers, colleagues of yours in Fianna Fáil and other parties. Just how urgent is this now as an issue for the government to tackle?
It's hugely urgent. This is a three-party government that's fully committed to delivery on housing, and I suppose testament to that is in their first budget 2021, we saw the largest ever housing budget in the history of the state. We want to ensure that that budget now manifests into delivery, and all efforts are going to be put in place to ensure that we do have delivery, that the aspiration of people to own their home can be realised, and I'm confident that under Minister O'Brien that will be achieved.
But we've seen, for example, this report today from the SRI showing the proportion of younger people at 30 or in their 20s who can hope to own their own home or start the process of owning their own home has just been slashed in the last number of decades.
And that's why last week we saw Minister O'Brien publish the Affordable Housing Bill. And one of the key elements of that Affordable Housing Bill is to direct local authorities to lead building of affordable homes. And that is for the first time in over a decade. We've also seen the publication of the first ever national cost rental scheme, the expansion of to 20% of the Part 5 to encompass both social and affordable housing. So we are committed to ensure that we deliver on housing, so that a generation of people who have an aspiration to own their own home will be realised. That does take time. The last 12 months we have been dealing with a global pandemic, but the focus is firmly on the provision of housing now.
But the question, I suppose, is do you politically have time? Would you accept that if there isn't significant progress on this by the government, you will be punished come the next election?
Yeah, well, I think at every election, a government is judged under merit and judged under performance in the previous number of years. So I don't expect that will be any different in the forthcoming election. But we're not going to have a general election for a period of 4 years. We have a very strong, stable, committed government that's determined to tackle the issues that are facing society today, and this is the priority issue.
All right, Minister of State Robert Troy, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One. After this break, we'll be hearing the latest from Jerusalem.